At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Sports to the Max. Steve Thompson sitting in for Mike Max tonight. He had a very busy day on television. He was scheduled to work earlier in the day. He will be in tomorrow from 9 to noon and have much more on the hiring of the Vikings' 10th coach in team history. Kevin O'Connell was introduced today. It wasn't a very well-kept secret. Everybody kind of knew the deal leading up to the Super Bowl. And then the Rams come back, win the Super Bowl, and then he comes to town today and is introduced alongside the owner, Ziggy and Mark Wolf, and the new general manager, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. And talked to the media today, answered questions, and is doing all the one-on-one interviews and all the things with the Vikings media partners. And we've got some sound from his introductory press conference coming up in a moment. But when these things happen, say, for instance, when Adofo-Mensah was introduced as general manager, or we get O'Connell today as a head coach, I always think the same thing. As teams turn the page and bring in a new team, this time a general manager and a head coach to run the operation, what they're trying to do is to get everybody on board, most importantly the fans, and particularly the people that buy season tickets and premium seats and clubs and buy the expensive sponsorships around the Minnesota Vikings to get them on board. Because really what pro teams are doing year in and year out is selling hope. And at the ownership level, I really do believe this. Ziggy and Mark Wolf want to win a Lombardi. They want to win a championship. I really believe that. I think they've spent the money. I've never gotten the sense from the Wolf family that they're not willing to spend the money to win a championship. Now, can you say that about every team in town? Maybe not. But speaking of the Vikings and their big date today, when they get a new head coach in Kevin O'Connell, I get the sense that they are committed. Because when they bought the team from Red McCombs, they started the push for a new stadium. And it wasn't pleasant, but trying to get a new stadium never is. And they moved from Winter Park in Eden Prairie and built TCO Performance Center out in Eagan. It's state-of-the-art. It's hard not to be impressed if you haven't been out there. So by all accounts, the Wolves are all in on winning a championship. But the past regime, Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer, by all accounts, weren't getting the job done. Decisions along the way, personnel decisions didn't work out. We all know the story. Kirk Cousins has put up some good numbers. Has he ultimately delivered the way they had hoped? Probably not, but But in fairness to Kirk Cousins, Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer made a conscious choice year in and year out to neglect the offensive line. That is a fact that you can't argue. And they invested heavily in some veteran players defensively, and ultimately it didn't work out, and Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer lose their jobs. And the Wilfs made this move on the idea that, hey, we're spending the money, we want to win, we want to win badly, we want to be there on Super Bowl Sunday, accepting the trophy from Commissioner Roger Goodell in front of the largest television audience. I really believe that while they're making tremendous amounts of money, they want to win a championship. I am convinced of that. So now they bring in this new group, and we have absolutely no idea how they're going to do. And the beauty of a coaching change or a general manager change, as you know as a sports fan, is that there is a honeymoon period. And that's true in pro sports and college sports, even in high school sports. We're smack dab in the middle of a big honeymoon period over at the U. For Ben Johnson, the head coach of the men's basketball team, and Lindsey Whalen, head coach of the women's basketball team. Now, they're showing some signs of improvement on the women's side. The men's team, after a promising non-conference start, is headed in the wrong direction. But my point being is, Lindsey Whalen's still early in her tenure. The hope is the recruiting's going better, that they're going to turn the corner and be competitive in the Big Ten and make NCAA tournaments, etc. And the same thing with Ben Johnson. He'll get settled, he'll recruit, his teams will get better, and then ultimately they'll contend, hopefully, for Big Ten title and NCAA tournament appearances. Those are the goals, but they're in a honeymoon period. And with Adolfo Mensa and O'Connell, they're in a honeymoon period. I don't know if there's any expectation whatsoever in the 22 season. Now, maybe the Wolves have said, we don't want to go into a rebuild. We want to reload. We want to contend because they ultimately want to win a Super Bowl. Now, their job is, that is the general manager and the new head coach, is to convince them that we may need to take a step back to get to where we want to be. So we'll see how that works out. We have absolutely no idea at this moment in time what those plans entail. Does it mean trading Kirk Cousins to the highest bidder, trying to maybe get a first-round pick, bringing in another veteran quarterback, the old bridge quarterback that you keep hearing so much about? We have absolutely no idea really what their plan is. They filled out their coaching staff today, and what we have, and I'll circle back around to the word of the day, is we hope they will do well. We hope that they will return the team quickly, not only to contention, but ultimately get back to a Super Bowl and do what the Rams did on Sunday night at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, and that is win a championship, because that is certainly, and I've never talked to Mark and Ziggy Wolf. I've never had a one-on-one with them, but my assumption is they want to win a championship. Everything they've done to this point says that. I would assume the new general manager and new head coach have those same goals, to win a championship. The fans desperately want to win a championship. I'm at an age, and have been around long enough, to remember very well three of the four Super Bowl losses. The Kansas City one, I was pretty young when Hank Stram handled the Minnesota Vikings in Super Bowl IV. I vaguely remember it. The other three I remember well because I was young enough to, after a couple of them, cry and one of them tear up. And I'm okay to admit that now. So my point being is there's hope, and now we're going to start seeing these decisions. And the second guessing will start pretty quickly. What do you do about Cousins? You trade him, there are going to be people that are unhappy. You keep him, there are going to be people unhappy. And every move going forward is going to chip away at the great hope we feel here on this Thursday night. So all is good at the moment. The honeymoon period is underway. But once again, you start eroding that honeymoon period as soon as you start making the big hard decisions. And there are a lot of them in front of these two immediately. And Chris Tubbs is our producer. Chris, that's what you've got in sports, really. And what pro sports teams, for that matter, big-time college teams, they sell their fans hope first and foremost. And right now, it couldn't be better, the hope for the future.
I think what you need for Vikings fans is to realize that what you had, like the shelf life, it had expired on that. Like, there's no way that what you had with Zimmer, with Spielman, like this combination, it wasn't going to get you to that ultimate goal. And you were good enough to just be good enough. You know what I mean? And you were just okay. But here, this might go down as a colossal failure. It could, because this is so outside the box.
It could be Les Stekel.
It
could be the next Bud Grant.
Yeah, we don't know. And I think that's the great thing, Steve, about this, is that it is so, like, everything is brand new. It's like, how often do we hear the head coach and the general manager both gone on the same day? Like, that doesn't happen in sports.
Not very often.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, here it is to start fresh. You are literally building from the ground up. And if you want young, you want innovative, you don't want stale, you get Kevin O'Connell, who, by all accounts, had his fingerprints all over one of the most innovative offenses in the NFL. And how can you not be salivating if you're a Vikings fan? And I know we'll get into this a little bit later on, but how can you not be excited about that? How can you not be excited about Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, who, if you look at what he's done over the last couple of years, part of the Cleveland Browns. Look at their draft class. Look at the 49ers. Look at everything that he's done.
Yeah.
How can you not be excited for something brand new? And I think that's it, Steve. Like, I think Vikings fans were just tired and exhausted because they knew that it wasn't going to end up in a Super Bowl championship. Now there's so many unknowns. It's like the beginning of a brand new relationship. You don't know what's going to happen. You could get married. You could end up with a nasty, vicious breakup. We don't know, but that's the beauty of where we're at right now. That honeymoon phase, you put it perfectly.
Yeah, and it is all about hope. And what's interesting about this decision, by any metric, the Minnesota Vikings didn't necessarily need to go in this direction. I get it. The fans were tired.
Yeah.
But it points again that Ziggy and Mark Wolf and the entire family got together and made the decision. We want to win a championship. Are Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer taking us in that direction? And the answer is no. Mm-hmm. And I also think a good owner gauges when that hope starts to wane. Let's face it. Once upon a time, when Craig Leopold, hope was waning for the Wild, and what did he do? He went out and signed Zach Parise and Ryan Suter to contracts that he knew down the road would become cumbersome and very difficult, but he did what he did at that time. And now he's got Bill Guerin in to kind of clean up that mess and turn the page and create a new era of hope. But that was about giving Wild fans, season ticket holders, the people who show up in the building and buy the club seats and buy the suites and the sponsorships, to give them hope again and get them back on the bandwagon. And the Wilfs did that. Now, were they seeing season ticket erosion? I don't know that. I'm not sure. Television ratings probably were pretty good. Radio ratings were probably pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the Vikings are always going to do well in this market. Even when they're atrocious, like, they are, they run this market when, I mean, even when things are average. I mean, they just
there's no doubt. And it didn't become, it wasn't a financially desperate move like it was for Leopold. Or for instance, when things started to go awry and the Twins felt like they needed to go in a new direction. They had Derek Falvey and Thad Levine, and Paul Molitor was thrust upon them a little bit. And they decided Paul wasn't their guy, and now they go with Rocco Baldelli. And now we're back in the mode with the Minnesota Twins going forward after a pretty poor 2021 season. You know, now we're hope is waning around the Twins again. So I think with every franchise, there should be a hope meter, if you will, and that'll give you a good idea on how much trouble the coach and or general manager are in. But for the Vikings, couldn't be higher at the moment. When we come back, we will hear from the new head coach, Kevin O'Connell. He met the media today out at TUCO Performance Center. We'll continue to talk Vikings through the night. But we'll bring you some other stories. Golden Gopher men, they got thumped by Penn State today. We'll get you up to date on what's going on at the Olympics. The latest sports gambling bill in the legislature, Senator Roger Chamberlain will join. And we'll talk golf. Brand new breakaway super tour, if you will. Phil Mickelson at the front of this with the Saudis, of all people. Ron Cyrak, a contributor to Golf Channel, will join us near the end of the program. It's all coming up here on Sports to the Max, here at News Talk, E3O-WCCO. Sports to the Max, Steve in for Mike. We're talking the brand-new Viking head coach, the 10th in team history. And I think if you've watched any Viking football, you're able to name them all. It shouldn't be a tall order. Even going way back to the old days, Norm Van Brocklin being the first, and then of course Bud, Jerry Burns, and you know on down the line, and a veteran local columnist, Patrick Royce, the Star Tribune, did a ranking. Didn't disagree with any of it. You got to go Bud and Denny 1-2, and then put Les Steckel down at the bottom. You can argue in the middle. But
I thought you were going to go Steckel 3. You're Bud Denny, and then you got to go. I'm like, oh, my God, you're going to go Steckel 3?
No.
It's a gutsy move, Steve.
Yeah, when I saw that bit, it's kind of like, yeah. And ultimately, where does Kevin O'Connell fit? We have absolutely no idea. Could he finish number one? Sure.
The only way he finishes number one is if he wins a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. You win a Super Bowl, I think you go by Bud. We could get into that more detail a little bit later on. If Kevin O'Connell is able to win the big game, does he automatically just, even if, you know, year one, year two, early in his tenure, he wins the Super Bowl, does that automatically move him beyond Bud? Ooh, there's some people that might argue.
Ooh, let's get into that tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
We'll make a talking point. I'll do it right now.
Yeah. That's got some meat. Kevin O'Connell talked to the media today out at TUCO Performance Center. He talked about the fans and U.S. Bank Stadium.
I've experienced firsthand how passionate Vikings fans are. I've been on the visiting sideline at U.S. Bank Stadium twice, and I can tell you it's one of the hardest venues to play, especially for an opposing offense in all of the NFL stadiums that I've been to. But the stadium is great. It's special, but the fans that make up the crowd at U.S. Bank Stadium is what will mean the most to me.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. The fan base, I mean, this is engaged fan base, as you'll see anywhere in the NFL. L.A., they got SoFi, but, you know, the Rams, is it really a big deal? Most Rams' home games, you know, are dominated by the opposing team. People here are into it. People in Pittsburgh or Green Bay or Chicago. Even Lions fans, as bad as the Lions have been, they're into it. And, you know, not every franchise in the NFL can say it. One thing you've got, Viking fans are into it, and they have a great atmosphere at U.S. Bank Stadium. It's so damn loud in there. He talked about the new gig.
To Vikings fans, I just want to let you know, you'll get everything I absolutely have on every single day basis. Knowing how hard it is to win in this league and having come from an organization where we were just able to accomplish the ultimate goal in winning a Super Bowl, I know what it takes. I've seen it. I've experienced it. And I know we have the right kind of players in this building already. We can accomplish a lot of really special things.
Yeah, and there it is back to what I brought up at the beginning of the program, selling hope. So important early on, get everybody hoping for the best, and that is the key for the general manager and the head coach. And I was thinking about this earlier today in advance of him getting together and the Vikings making it official, Kevin O'Connell is the 10th coach in team history, is he's on a roll here. Super Bowl, new head coach in the NFL. That's a pretty good week. That's a pretty good 5 days, I will say. Good for him. And then finally, he talked about his goals.
Consistency is everything that we do in this league. It's too hard to win. It's too hard with the challenges you face throughout a season to not allow your players to see the same exact guy standing up in front of them every single day. It'll be a hallmark of what I want to do here as my first time being a head coach. I think we'll set a tone and create a culture here where players will want to be around us. They'll want to be around their coaches. They'll want to be in the building. This special, special facility is only special if there's players inside it working on a daily basis to have the success that we're going to help them have.
I heard that cut earlier in the news with Laura, and that's probably the soundbite that in an interview got him a job with Ziggy and Mark Wilf, in my opinion. Is that whole change of culture they spoke about, and ultimately what they probably heard from players and other people in the organization, and one of the criticisms of Mike Zimmer.
And think about this, Steve.
That says a lot.
How bad was the culture that we didn't even know about if all of a sudden we're hearing so much about it? Like, it didn't even seem to be that big of a deal, but now we're just hearing how toxic and how uncomfortable and how bearable it was.
Well, or just old school, you know, maybe in the grand scheme of things and what we know about sports and what we've experienced being involved in sports and so on and so forth, is that maybe it wasn't all that terrible, but it got old. And you brought that up earlier, Chris, when we talked about hope and it was time for a change, and the Wilfs knew that and sensed that, and they saw that Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer weren't going to be able to deliver on their goal, which mm-hmm. I believe is their goal, to win a championship. I do believe that, and I'll reiterate it. And they thought that all of those things, that it just wasn't working. And when it's not working, you got to try something new, and this is what they're going to try. We'll see if it pans out. Is it going to be more Bud Grant, more Denny Green-style success? Or is it going to tilt to the other end of the spectrum and Lance Steckel? We have absolutely no idea at this moment. But as I said, it's going to go quick. There's a lot of big decisions. Kirk Cousins, free agency, the draft, all of those sorts of things will be judged. But right now, they're in the honeymoon phase, and it feels pretty good. New general manager, new head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. We will talk more about that. We'll get into the quarterback thing after the news here on News Talk. 830-WCCO, thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday night.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.